The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Golf is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
You are Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Woo! You got a body for your ride to Lombardi, baby. I knew we couldn't leave.
Yes, sir.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Ooh.
All right. Rich,
yeah.
The Super Bowl was on yesterday. Andy Reid, I appreciate, I'm glad he got his first title. He didn't mismanage the clock. And everything came out roses.
Well, we said before this game started last week that there are two coaches who had their reputations on the line. One would be Andy Reid. Is he the guy who is a great coach, Hall of Fame, should be a Hall of Fame coach, but never had the hardware to make it in, never won a championship? And if he didn't, is that going to be the story? And then there was the other storyline, and that was, will Shanahan choke away another lead like he did when he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons? And sure enough, he absolutely did. The amount of people who thought the game was over on Twitter last night when they were up by 10 with about 7 minutes left. And then sure enough, you saw the Kansas City Chiefs just rip off 21 quick points. Boom, 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 boom. As a matter of fact, if you want to know how much this guy chokes, this is kind of funny. If you add together his time when he was with the Falcons as the offensive coordinator in the Super Bowl and last night, in the first three quarters, his team scored 48 points. In the fourth quarter and the overtime combined, 0 points. They led entering the fourth quarter in both games and lost both games.
The thing is, he's like 11, so he could have plenty of time to correct his mistakes. Andy Reid might not live to tomorrow. So, like, you know, give it to Andy.
And Dan just told me that that's all while giving up 49 points.
Outscored. Patriots are down, what, 25, 28?
25.
Well, Shanahan.
And they scored 25, right. And they went in the overtime. And then yesterday they scored 21.
Well, he got nothing to do with that defense. Shanahan's completely offensive.
That's the thing. If you rely on your defense the entire season and have a mediocre quarterback, and when the defense starts giving up points.
You liked them, San Francisco going.
I did. I liked their defense a lot. And no, the defense did not come up. I didn't say anything about Garoppolo. I think Garoppolo is a mediocre quarterback at best.
No. But you liked San Francisco in this game.
I did. I thought the defense was good for 3.5 quarters.
I didn't like them because I'm superior in my football knowledge.
I see.
Your football knowledge is lame.
Your book, I teach you the game.
Thanks, Wiggy.
Good old Wiggy. Okay, but so after, of course, that choke job, I guess you could call it a choke job. From the 49ers. That's a choke job from the 49ers. Okay. Not Shanahan in particular.
If you're that up team, two scores with 7 minutes to go, you should win.
They
the
scored 21 points in 7 minutes. Yeah, that's insane. That is a choke job.
But obviously, I was not alone in this, but when I've said this so many times to so many people, but when Tennessee, who doesn't have a bad defense, when Tennessee had the ball for 8.5 minutes and they scored and made it 10-0 and Kansas City said, that's cute. And ripped off a touchdown like in 5 seconds. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, I mean, your lead means nothing. They're skill position players. Don't discount speed, I guess.
Yeah, no lead is safe. Matter of fact, they're the first team in NFL history to come back from double-digit deficits throughout the playoffs in every
all
game.
All three games. Yeah.
So, I mean, what they did was insane, and what they've done on this run is insane. And you know what? It's one of those things where if you're the Patriots or any other team in the AFC, you're looking at these guys and going, man, we got a long way to go.
Well, they say that the way to build your team is the, you know, the two lines. And then, but then they, Kansas City said, well, we have a gunslinger, and we have the fastest weapons in the league, and so here we go. And we really don't even have a running back, so.
Yeah, well, after the, did you guys turn the TV off immediately when it was done?
Just about.
Oh, well, then you missed the debut of the Masked Singer.
I did.
Did you guys miss that?
Yes.
How could you possibly miss it? It's only the greatest show in the history of television.
No, there's the person who denied the importance of vaccines on that, correct?
Yes, Jenny McCarthy.
Who still, despite her despicable, idiotic, proven wrong, ignorant, that people somehow listen to about vaccine still manages to have a career.
Can you imagine being a doctor that, like, let's say you went to Harvard Medical School and you've got all
she's on a show with the doctor.
What I'm saying is that years upon years upon years you've got all of these degrees, and then you go in to tell a young mother with a newborn, okay, so you should get your vaccines, and this woman looks at you and goes, but Jenny McCarthy says no. Can you imagine if you're that doctor, you're like, all right, well, F me then. None of this stuff on my wall means anything.
Thousands of people. tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people did just that.
Oh, just it's true. That was a big deal. Like that.
Yes,
I mean,
they felt that you would. It caused autism. They felt that it caused a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike, and then you got to go to school and rub off your disease on everyone. Oh, by the way, this is just a side note. Do you know the FDA has now just... for $850, they can cure your peanut allergy. You know how they do it? They introduce peanuts into your diet slowly.
I didn't hear that they figured out a cure for it.
The cure is
to build up
your immune system.
Well, I've heard of that, but not the real peanut allergies, just like slight peanut allergies, not like one that sends you into anaphylaxis.
No.
I don't think that's been cured yet.
No, it has. Jonathan Haidt, the FDA has just been approved something that if you gradually, I've told you this a million times, that they did a blind study and they had half, for kids with like eczema and stuff that might be prone to peanut allergies.
Yeah.
And they had half of them be introduced to peanut dust gradually and the other half not.
No, that's true, but that's for lesser cases. It's not.
No, it's for everything.
Well, I mean, I know somebody who has one where they got to get the shot. Like,
right.
I mean, matter of fact, if you babysit their kid, they give you the thing.
Anaphylactic, like, they give you the thing.
It has not been cured.
There is a treat. I can pull it up right now. There's a treatment for $850.
Yes, for lesser cases, not for the big ones. Not for the ones that send you into getting the shot.
Oh, no, it is.
Well,
it is.
That's new to me then.
It's new. It just happened. But if you introduced your kids to peanuts, the problem with it, now let me, before we get to the Masked Singer, the problem is that people are so paranoid to expose their children to anything. You know, it's called over hygiene, and I'm not kidding.
No, that's true. I mean, that's.
Yes, it's over. Yeah. Like, they don't have this problem in Europe. Like, this peanut allergy is very. Unique to the United States because people don't introduce their children into things. And so if you do it in a gradual fashion, your body builds up an immunity. It's like the flu shot.
Yeah, it's like my son had a little bit of a grass allergy and you just had to like introduce a little
bit
into him.
That's exactly what it is.
Right.
Now, my daughter is allergic to, what's the thing when you get sick?
Vomit?
Yeah, she's allergic to vomit. I vomit on her. No, I got it in my wallet.
Diarrhea?
If you put her face in diarrhea, she's not having it. I have to have it in my wallet so I can tell the doctor.
Okay.
But she is allergic to...
Old condoms?
Because that's what you're calling out there.
What?
I keep a lot of coffee.
I haven't worn, taking his stuff out of his wallet.
I haven't worn a condom since I was 16.
Is there a circle invitation in that thing?
You think I haven't worn a condom since I was 16. But she's allergic to penicillin.
Oh, so, okay.
But, I am too.
She have the bracelet, that thing? Or?
No, I have it in my wallet. Okay, so that's all. But the thing is that like I can't give her penicillin every day. Like, I can't just keep giving her penicillin.
No.
But I just got on my, the bot, and then the Jonathan Haidt, who wrote the book, The Coddling of the American Child, is, that is an example that he uses. And he says that socially children are coddled too, that parents step into situations and that, much like you can get introduced to peanuts and that will cure your allergy, he says that getting introduced to awkward situations or situations that you're uncomfortable in builds up a resistance to them. And he feels that people in college, as a professor, he feels that people in college have not been built up with this and they are completely opposed to views that are not their own.
They just showed Truck Day on TV, and it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Today's going to be hysterical.
Why are you not listening to me very, very deep?
I'm being very deep.
I'm sorry. An empty Truck Day is just making me laugh.
I'm
right
being
now.
Very deep.
They're about to
talking
trade
about
Betts.
Social issues.
They don't have a manager, and it's going to be like, hey, hooray, Red Sox.
Well,
day.
Why do I even bother, Rich? Maybe if I played a fart sound, you would listen to me. All right.
Now you're talking.
Now I'm talking.
We got a fart court today? Because I'm all in.
Does everyone realize how well-read I am?
You've gone out of your way to show us this morning.
Yes, thank you. You know what I read? Is it
comic books?
At least 1/20th of the New York Times on Sunday.
Sweet.
All right. We'll be back. We will find out what happened on The Masked Singer. And also Pitbull. Pitbull's fascinating. He has not one degree of talent. And like you know, you can go, oh, that's a crappy band, but they like kind of know how to play guitar. He has no discernible skill. He's ugly. He can't dance. He can't rap. And he doesn't play an instrument. So he can't act. So like I don't know what he does, but stand there with his hand on his stomach and goes, yeah, da, 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 da. All right, so we'll be back with that.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
You are Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Woo! Hey, you got a fight! You got a play your right to Lombardi, baby! I knew we couldn't leave
yes, without sir. Him.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
What's up?
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Touch or Nuts on 95, the Sports Hub.
Please check the facts and your peanut allergy story. A treatment was approved whose goal is it to make it so that accidental ingestion of peanut once in the kid DR using cure is a bit misleading. You know how you could have got your kids not to have a peanut allergy is to slowly introduce peanuts into their diet. And that is the fact check. All right, Rich. Now, we all enjoyed the Super Bowl. We were all there. I mean, I was offended by the halftime show, not only for the scantily clad women, for the homosexual overtones, and also the use of the Spanish language.
And Fred is obviously mocking the tweets that were sent to the FCC yesterday, which are just phenomenal. I expected it to be like, oh, over-sexualized. It's always like, my daughter or my child was watching this.
And I'm sure that in your ignorant, stupid mind, that's the first time that they've ever been exposed to a scantily clad person.
But what I did not expect was the amount of people complaining that it wasn't in English to the FCC.
Because no, I knew
according
that
to one person, English is the official language and these people should be arrested.
I should tell that to the people of Miami.
I thought that was pretty...
Would I prefer that everyone understood me? Yes.
Maybe I should have expected that, but unfortunately I still get surprised every once in a while.
But I suppose it's on me for not knowing Spanish. But would I prefer that everyone on the phone would understand what I was saying right away? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that is as much my fault as the other person.
So after, of course, the Carnival of Sin that happened yesterday for the halftime show and then the rest of the game in which you saw once again Kyle Shanahan completely blow a enormous lead that seemed unsurmountable at the time, we got to watch the premiere of The Masked Singer. Now, have you ever watched The Masked Singer before?
I have not, but I'm aware of what it is.
Are you missing out? So you've got
there's the anti-vaccine piece of garbage who is well past her prime.
There is Robin Thicke, who is basically lost a bunch of money because his biggest hit ended up ripping off another person's
Marvin
song.
Marvin Gaye.
That's right. No. So he had to pay all the money for that one song he did with Farrell.
The Dr. Chen guy who shows his penis.
Ken Jeong. Jimmy Fox was on last night.
Oh, wow.
As one of the judges, and then somebody who I don't know.
Nicole Scherzinger is the last one.
Is she one of the Pussycat Dolls?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, if only they would get back together and could sell out Fenway.
Probably could. Based on who's playing Fenway.
Well, you're probably right. So what happens is these mystery people show up and they put on this costume and then they sing and they have to try to guess who it is. And yesterday they bring out the white tiger. And they had to guess.
White Claw?
Not the white. Was not. We're way past White Clawsmas. So here is the white tiger. And they said, guess who this guy is? This one's a tough one.
It's Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, that'd be kind of funny if it was just Vanilla Ice doing his own song.
Yeah, it would just it's just a big excuse to have Vanilla Ice.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention.
That is Tom Brady.
Sounds just like him, doesn't it?
Or someone close to him. I don't want to give it away. That is David Andrews.
The offensive lineman
for
the Patriots.
How funny would that be if they just picked like an offensive lineman and then nobody knew their voice?
Yeah.
It's Yannick Ngakoue.
It's Lonnie Paxton, ex-long snapper of the New England Patriots.
Ken Jeong's like, I knew it!
Grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon, daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights up and I'll go to the
extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Anything less than the best is in the belly. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye because the kids don't play. And if there's a problem, yep, I solve it. Check out the hook by my DJ Revival. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
Now, are they not allowed to guess in the middle of it?
No, you have to wait till the end, in which there were guesses like Jason Momoa, Aquaman, John Cena was another one that was thrown out there.
No, I'm getting a bunch of tweets saying, guess right.
I'm getting a bunch of tweets saying, it's Gronk. Yeah, no crap, it's Gronk.
Yeah, that's...
it's like you figured it out.
That's Rob Gronkowski.
It's Rob Gronkowski, who just the day before... was on stage at his Gronk beat.
Let's go! Hold up, DJ Khaled. You know, this is epic. You know, when you party with Gronk, what happens with Gronk?
Oh, he showed up?
Did Gronk check out? Do you not know anything about what happened?
Did Rick Ross show up?
Rick Ross was there. Rick Ross was there, and he did his show. Dude, Gronk Beach was packed. And Gronk Beach, from all the videos that I've seen, he was there the entire time and wouldn't get off the stage. Like, if he was going to be there originally for 30 minutes, he was there for the... then he said, screw it, I'm staying. And maybe it was the spirit of Bill Belichick showing up, or Chill Belichick.
Yeah.
Who had the nice little... what's that called? Is it gingham? What's the type of shirt that he had on? It was like the checkerboard thing. There were two buttons right by his breast that were screaming in pain to stay together. It was like, please, help me.
His man breasts were saying, how dare he?
But the amount of smiling you saw... from Bill Belichick yesterday was unfathomable. And he hung out with all the people backstage.
So you sent out pictures. So there was Triple H and the McMahon woman that he's married to. There was Belichick, his girl or whatever it is. And then Gronkowski. And now was the blonde Gronkowski's girlfriend?
Yeah, Camille. Is it Kostek or Kostek? I don't know how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Chill Belichick. If you like me, it's the leisure time.
Well, I mean, listen, it's the off season, baby. It's time to get loose.
I have to be honest, I was completely shocked by him showing up. And a lot of things about Gronk Beach, and tomorrow we're going to have Charlotte Wilder, who was there. She was backstage with all of them. Well, the picture that she's, it was her photo that went viral.
No, who was the guy in the jersey, in the basketball jersey that was in front?
Oh, I mean, it was probably one of the Gronkos guy, because they were all there, too.
No, it was like a muscular guy.
Was that Triple H?
No. Triple H is in the photo.
Oh, you know what it probably was? Who's that wrestling guy that he's friends with? What's his name?
Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, Mojo Rawley.
That's right.
He's like really good friends with him.
Well, that's a who's who.
I mean, well, Bill Belichick shows up. That's huge.
I know. That means he's coming back.
Cruising on the way there. Just like
you told top down.
I heard there were Polynesian dancers.
You're saying he took the sailboat?
Yeah. The Seven Rings? Has he changed the name yet?
He just goes out there to say, hey, we're here. Why don't we just dock it right here and find out what's going on the beach?
There's videos of Papa Gronk. Someone just reminded me. He's on stage shirtless, and they're pouring champagne all over him. Like, they wouldn't leave the stage.
Then the dad of the Gronk House guy?
Oh, yeah. Daddy Gronkowski was there.
I'm a little uncomfortable if I'm one of the Gronkowski children, just how much my father is liking this whole thing.
Single, ready to mingle.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there's no problem with that.
Not if you're him. But could you imagine like your father going out and partying with you and being like, I'm going to nail a bunch of chicks?
No, I can't because he's dead, Fred. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, that was my intention. Hey, Nick. Nick, how is it when your dad...
I was just going to ask that.
...goes out and croons for the poom. Karaoke.
Does he do that? I don't know if he's cruising for the poon. Is that what you're saying?
No, croon
for the poon. Croon for the poon.
That's what you do at karaoke.
Apparently, that's the case. But I mean, I have to be honest with Bill Belichick there, or Chill Belichick. I'm not quite sure if that means anything. But on top of this, first of all, I don't want Rob Gronkowski to come back. I don't think Rob Gronkowski wants to come back.
No.
I mean, why would you come back if you're him? He was involved in everything with that Fox broadcast before the game. I mean, he's a star. He's got this Gronk Beach thing that he did. Everyone seems to love him. The future's super bright. He's the masked singer.
He's got at least 3 years before he has to find a job.
No, you're right. But in those 3 years, he's going to make bank. The guy is going to make much money.
And by doing nothing but showing up and having fun.
You're absolutely right. It's a life that he wants to live. He's earned this. Let him do it and have a great time. However, Greg Olson yesterday was saying that he on the Fox pregame show, because, you know, Greg Olson obviously no longer on a team, he said about the Patriots, they're trying to get Gronk back.
Sure.
He said that this is an effort that the Patriots are trying to make, and don't think for a second that Bill Belichick has that in mind by going to this thing. Just, hey, let's show him that, hey, you know, we miss you, we're still part of the crew.
Oh, no.
Do you think that he believes that getting Rob Gronkowski to come back would help in his quest to get Tom Brady to return for lesser money?
No.
You see, I do believe. I think that, and I even think that Tom Brady would think that if Rob Gronkowski came back to the Patriots, that would be one little extra thing to get him to return.
I don't want Gronk back. How old is he?
Gronk? Well, 30. Yeah.
Yes, 30, okay,
so
31.
It'd be 31, I would imagine, by the start of the season, since we're only
and
in February.
All he has said since he's been out is how broken he was last season and how miserable it was.
When they asked him if they thought it was unfair when he retired, the timing of it, he said, I had a quad injury where I couldn't walk for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that I wanted that to heal. I like the question if he screwed the Patriots by when he retired because they weren't able to plan around it. Well, that wasn't my concern, is what I would say if I was Rob Gronkowski. But no, I mean, he's not coming back. But what do I want? A 31-year-old broken tight end that hasn't played for a year?
Better than anything they put on the field last year.
Sure, but you could get a mediocre tight end that I think would be better than Rob Gronkowski next year. I mean, I think if you get a guy that.
Get Craig Olsen.
Right, I'm sure
not,
he'd
not a bad
that's,
idea.
That sounds
actually.
like a hard-on that wants just to play football again, that can't live his life without football.
Maybe. But I mean, but there was part of me that when you saw Belichick show up, not only did he want to, you know, listen to the hip tunes, you know, as he's cruising his way over there in his boat. But I think there might have been something to it where he's just letting Gronk know that if you want to come back, I'll party. I'm a changed man. I know you thought I was uptight.
I think that your original thought in this music is exactly why he showed up. I think he was like, hey, I think his wife or his girlfriend, whatever it is, when, you know what, Gronkowski's having this thing, and he's like, I'm dressed to impress.
That's right. He's like, I'm the man. I'm the man with a plan. How great was it before the game, too, when they were doing that NFL 100? And they showed Bill Belichick, and the crowd just starts, like, pummeling him with booze, and he holds up the ring.
I know. That was a great F you to everybody. That was great.
I know. And then Tom Brady puts a picture of him and Randy Moss and Belichick and Vinatieri, and I forget who else is on there. Oh, and Gronk. And it says, Pat's Nation, with like a heart emoji. That's just him once going, let me hear you, Patriots fans. You love me, don't you?
That's it. He's got to get his tour. He's got to get his tour. He has to have everyone tell him how pretty he is. And I don't blame him.
Yeah, he's earned this.
Yeah.
Honest. After taking less money for 2 decades, he's earned whatever he does between now and it's 7 weeks from tomorrow, I guess, whatever it is. It's 43 days away. Yeah, he's earned it.
I would not sign. I would at least want to be, you know, finessed by other teams and have them tell me how pretty I am.
And by the way, I will disagree with you on one thing that you said earlier this morning. I think that obviously Kyle Van Noy is gone. I think that Joe Tooney is going to be gone too. Yeah. I think that Devin McCourty is going to stay. And I think that he's going to do it for a much slash discount. I just think he's a guy who is going to finish his career here. And also, Bill's going to give him enough to where he won't feel insulted.
Well,
and
it depends how much people are willing to spend for a 32-year-old safety. I mean, I don't think he's going to take less money to stay here.
I don't think that much, to be honest with you.
I mean, what's the market on a 32-year-old safety? Not much. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many years are you going to give him? One?
I think the Patriots would give him more than one, depending upon how much he'd get per year. But
one and an option.
Nah, I bet you they give him at least two.
I mean,
at least two?
Yeah.
You think there's a chance they could give him over 2 years?
Maybe. Fred, he was the quarterback on what was a great defense.
I understand what he is. He's 32 years old.
Two an avoidable third to stretch it out for cap purposes.
Who's the best safety of all time?
Probably Ronnie Lott.
Where'd he end up?
Jets.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how good was he?
Not good.
Sucked.
Yeah.
So, you know.
How old was Ronnie Lott when he was with the Jets?
Better than McCourty.
How old was he?
Probably 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And better, so we still have a couple of years before McCourty hits that.
So we're comparing the
no,
two?
No, no, no. No, no. We're just talking about ages.
Okay. I'd rather have Ronnie Lott at 35 than I'd want to have Devin McCourty at 34.
I understand, but you're saying my point was, when is a safety used up? And you brought up Lott, who is 35 and used up. McCourty's only 32.
Might have been older.
I'm not comparing skill at all.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not giving him more than 1 year. If on the Patriots, no.
They got to get... They're so old.
Of course they have to get younger. Of course they do. But the problem is they have a 43-year-old quarterback who they want back. Very difficult to get younger when that guy's leading your team.
And I know. I just... The whole organization...
Oh, by the way, your best receiver is 31, 32. I mean, it's... This is what you're stuck with.
Yeah, because you can't draft. And that's what
happens.
That's
a whole different thing.
Wow. No, that's the same thing. You can't draft.
Maybe Bill will drive over to his place, crank this.
Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Debbie,
is this Loggins and Messina?
No, I think this is just Loggins. I think this is just Loggins.
This might be Loggins and Messina.
You might be right,
Fred. Oh, is this your mama don't dance, that kind of thing? Your daddy don't rock and roll? Those two guys?
That's poison. Come on, get it
straight. Sorry, my fault.
But that might have been a cover of a Loggins and Messina. All right, here are the headlines.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation. To get involved.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Guys of all shapes and sizes
now
come together to form a team.
More of Toucher and Rich.
That could be interesting.
On Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Have you spoken to them, and where do things stand with the team that you've been with the past 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, what a great, you know, two decades it's been. And, you know, I think they know how I feel about them, and I know how they feel about me. You know, we've always had a great relationship, and we always will.
Have you spoken with them?
Yeah, I have.
You've spoken with the Patriots?
Yep. I'm not going to elaborate much more than that, but yes, I have. I think that's a pretty normal thing for me. So, again, these are people that have been a part of my life for a very long time.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
I don't know what he does for a living. I couldn't tell you what he does for a living.
Human barnacle.
Just rides. He's attached to Tom Brady's ass. His lips are just attached to his ass. I have absolutely no idea what that human scum does.
I didn't see him at Super Bowl.
Why would he be at the Super Bowl? What's he going to do there? Knock it in? I mean, really, what's he going to do there?
Well, it sounds like he's standing next to Tom Brady, so he obviously was in the rubbing elbows with him when he was at all the fancy parties.
They're such good friends that he was not with them. All right, it was funny. I was listening to the show because I was in Dover, which, by the way, is a very beautiful area. Lots of land. But I was in Dover driving, and I heard one of the shows there talking about, and they said Brady's news was superseding the Super Bowl, to which I said no. But then, but there was Brady news, conflicting reports. he put out like another cutesy thing on the internet,
yeah,
to make people think, make them say that how much they love
that stupid tunnel picture. And I refuse to analyze a dumb commercial that he put out. Yeah, and we predicted that it was going to be a Super Bowl commercial.
Yes,
and not a salute to Kobe, which is some other thing that I don't know why that flew out into the universe.
But by the way, I was at my son's basketball game. Someone already had a tribute to Kobe shirt on, which must have been hot off the presses.
Yeah.
Not a good-looking shirt.
Like it said tribute to Kobe?
It like had his life, like a 78 to whatever, and then like, you know, his achievements, but not something that you would wear.
So there was an interesting report that came out from Ian Rappaport over the weekend where he was talking about how the Patriots, according to him, are intent on keeping Tom Brady because they believe he has 1 or 2 years left, and they're willing, according to his sources, to pay him in excess of $30 million a year to keep him here. But Brady says that, according to his source, Brady wants them to also spend some money on weapons, which, of course, they attempted to do by getting Antonio Brown last year, which was the dumbest plan of them all.
Oh, and they depended on Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown. And I, you'll probably get to this, but I just know that. And then there's reports that it's not about the money.
Yeah.
That it's about the weapons.
That's what Mike Giardi threw out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Which it, and I trust all these guys. And by the way, I like Curran now. I used to think he kissed the team's ass. I don't think so anymore. But
he added, to your point about Tommy Curran, he said that he thinks that Robert Kraft is not going to meddle. Like, if he believes, matter of fact, he thinks that Robert Kraft's not going to intercede if Belichick concludes that moving on from Tom Brady is the best course of action.
Well, if he wants weapons and Vegas gives him a big offer, Vegas has got a great offense or a very good offensive line, and they have good skill position players.
Oh, of course.
So, I mean,
they've got that that rookie. Who is it? Josh Jacobs. He had a good year.
The running back. And they have a good offensive
Darren Waller,
line.
Tyrell Williams. I mean, he's got a good crew around him, too. So, yeah. I mean, so think about that. You've got all of this. And speaking of the Raiders, this was an awesome storyline that came out as well as far as Brady was concerned.
Tuesday, I think the Las Vegas Raiders are poised to pursue Tom Brady if and when he hits the free agent market. Now, whether they can get him to come to Las Vegas is another issue. There'll be a lot of discussions that take place before then, and clearly Robert Kraft will make a push, even though the Patriots and Tom Brady have not discussed numbers yet, and the Patriots are limited to a certain extent about what they could do financially. But if Tom Brady wants weapons, they've got him in Las Vegas. They've got the offensive tackle Trent Brown, who protected him
in
New England. They've got a running back in Josh Jacobs. They've got a tight end in Darren Waller. They've got a slot receiver in Hunter Renfrow. And I am told that the Raiders are prepared to pursue him. And the general manager, Mike Mayock, has said that basically in the past, we'll look to upgrade every position, no matter what it is, even the quarterback. They cannot acknowledge Tom Brady. They wouldn't say anything about Tom Brady. But I'm told that they are poised to pursue Tom Brady if and when he becomes a free agent.
Oh, make it happen. Make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a Patriots fan, you
want him to leave, and they got to play in Vegas. But we were talking about this. I was talking to Lockhart, who knows way more about football than I do. And we came to the conclusion that no one's going to offer McCourty anything outside of the Patriots. I mean, no one's going to offer him anything.
I mean, you're probably right, and that's why I think he's going to stay.
So I agree with you.
Yeah.
And so, on further reflection, I agree with you. The Patriots should not keep Tom Brady.
Well, they shouldn't keep Tom Brady for $30 million a year.
No,
because then you know what you're going to get? You don't have any kind of capital to get the kind of weapons that he needs, and you just have a repeat of last year.
Yeah, and you have a worse offensive line and a worse defense.
Drafting exceptionally well, you're not getting any younger.
Well, I mean, exceptionally well, meaning that you have to hit on 4 picks.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Listen,
by the way, where do you rank in the AFC now? So the Chiefs have won a Super Bowl. Baltimore is better than you. I mean, do you like them a lot more than the Steelers?
You're good enough to win your division again.
Yeah, better than the
you're
Steelers.
Third
yeah.
at
All right,
best.
Then Tennessee.
You're third at best.
At best, yes.
Well, I mean, that's why if you're Tom Brady, you're taking a look at this team, and not only are they going to have to pay you, but if you can't put those weapons around you, I keep saying this over and over again. Bill Belichick is probably not going to spend more than $30 million a year, and I don't even think that that's the amount of money. I think it's probably going to end up being less the final offer. But if you're Mark Davis,
good.
And Mark Davis comes to you and says, all right, I'm going to give you, because I think that that report that came out from Ian Rappaport about the $30 million from the Patriots came from Brady's camp, because it just behooves him. It behooves him because it tells the other teams, like the Chargers, like the Raiders, that $30 million a year for 2 years is your starting point if you want me. So if you're Mark Davis and you hear that, you think, okay, how about I give you 3 years? $30 million. Yeah. And if you're Tom Brady and you've got the Patriots sitting here offering you 2 years at $60 million, and you've got another, and with no guarantee that you're going to get better weapons because they don't have the ton of money to spend on that. And then you look at the Raiders.
Okay, so
that's going to give you an extra $30 million. Plus, you've got a team that's pretty much ready to go.
Plus, you like Gruden. And then put it this way, who's better next year with Tom Brady, Vegas or the Patriots? It's a toss up, right?
Yeah, you see, to me that's a toss up. I mean, the Patriots are
Toss up. So I mean, it, apparently, money's not his main directive, but I mean, he apparently, from what I've read, he respects John Gruden and that they're like friendly, and Gruden's obsessed with him. And if I'm a Patriots fan, and this has been a conversation I heard on the air too, would you rather, as a Patriots fan, have them in a Super, I can't imagine them winning another Super Bowl in the next 2 years. But would you rather have them in a Super Bowl in the next 2 years and then not be good for 10 years? Before you answer, think about the fifth year of not being good.
Here's the only way.
Think about my life.
Here's the way this only works.
I know. I'd rather not.
Here's the way this only works for the Patriots with Tom Brady. He would have to agree to a deep, deep discount. And that's the only way that they're going to be able to get the time of team around him that's not going to repeat what you
saw. You have to hope.
Take a look at what just played last night and look at the Ravens, and that's how far away you are right
now.
You
have to hope that Mike Giardi is right.
You have to upgrade more than just there. You can't just bring back Tom Brady and expect to win.
You have to
upgrade all around you, and I don't think, unless he takes a deep, deep discount, they're going to be able to afford to do that. So, well, I mean, as a Patriots fan, if you don't think Tom Brady's going to do that, then you've got to be thinking, you know what? Maybe the best thing is for them to try to move on to the next phase. And maybe either Jared Stidham or bring another guy in, maybe get Teddy Bridgewater. But if Brady's going to break the bank, you are going to have the same team and the same result as you had last year. And nobody wants that. Right. You now know what it means. You now know what it takes to win the AFC. And it's tough, and it's tougher than it's been in a long, long time.
You're not the best team in the AFC. And at best, you're the third. And then at worst, you're the fourth or fifth. All right. We will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is something that will never happen again. Huey Lewis in the news. A band like this will never succeed again in our lifetimes.
You don't think so?
I'm going to say Dad Rock's done. I mean, the Eagles are breaking up. I mean, they're going to start dying.
Hootie's back on the road, I think.
Well, but the singer had to turn into a country guy to win back his audience.
Made tons of money.
Kid Rock has completely turned heel on the people. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Recipe for success. Bring back Gronk.
Re-sign Brown. Get a veteran running back. Use your picks for weapons. And we're all set. Get Brady back.
Percentage point. Percentage that would actually happen, any of those things.
Okay, so on Brown, that's zero.
Re-sign Brown's my favorite.
Well, no, Brown is zero. Gronkowski is one.
Yep.
And using all and using your first, how many? What do they get? Do they have 3 third-round picks?
Or I think they have at least one compensatory.
Or is that the Jets? They don't have a second-round pick. So, and then if you're neglecting a very old defense, if you're just going to, and then you've blown so many picks on skill position players that haven't panned out, that's probably not the greatest idea in the world.
No.
So, I mean, God bless you if you can hit on your picks. If you're taking a 6th-round kid that's going to be like Brady, God bless you. Because they got to take a quarterback.
Did you hear Antonio Brown during his interviews this way? He did like an apology tour, but didn't really apologize.
But which is weirder than if he hadn't apologized. Like his apology tour was weirder than if he hadn't apologized. Like just all of a sudden.
Yeah, here he is with Josina Anderson yesterday.
I could really express my emotion the right way when I get frustrated. Mm-hmm. So, being able to express myself in a positive way when things are not so positive. So being able to really channel emotion, you know, from knowing different experiences or different things I noticed when playing.
Yeah.
You know, had me emotionally react and made it rub, you know, a lot of people the wrong way.
Huh?
And allow me the opportunity to, you know, get embraced by anyone in the NFL.
All right.
And do you feel like you owe anybody in the NFL an apology?
I think I owe the whole NFL apology and my past behavior. You know, I think I could have done a lot of things better.
Okay.
All right.
A, he is an inability to speak. B, you can't. You know, when I get frustrated, I can't control myself. Oh, okay.
You're hired.
I mean,
sign on the dotted line, sir.
Well, now that you put it in that sense, exactly. Well, I didn't get it. So when you get frustrated, you lash out at everyone. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, you're hired, sir. Jesus, I'm a mental health advocate. I take anti-anxiety medication. Believe me, I'm on your side, ladies and gentlemen. I know that these are chemicals in your brain, that it's any other disease. However, you cannot go, I get frustrated and act like a prick, and everyone has to go, oh, I see.
Let bygones be bygones. That whole stuff with the cops, we're fine.
Well, he was frustrated.
You're sure.
I mean, I think I've read this somewhere else, but, you know, having, and I have mental disorder too, but it doesn't give you a license to be completely irresponsible and shoot your way out of town.
And by the way, all Rob Gronkowski has done for the past, since retirement, is talked about how painful it was to play in that final year and how happy he is now. On top of that, why would he switch? Did you see the videos from Gronk Beach? Why would he give that up? He was the king of television before the Super Bowl yesterday.
No,
he was everywhere. This guy's got endorsements. He's on The Masked Singer. Yeah. Why would you give up that life to get smashed over and over and over again?
He's not coming back. I mean, he's made that clear when he talks about that quad injury, too. But right now and for the foreseeable future, I mean, it won't be cute anymore when he's older, but he has a perfect life.
Rob Gronkowski,
he's single.
You could not script it out better.
Well, no, for me, you couldn't script it out better. He's single. I mean, whatever, he's a girlfriend, who cares? He's single,
mm-hmm.
And his whole job is going to parties. Like, that's all he's got to do.
Yeah?
Clumsily get through a CBD oil presentation. But, I mean, all he has to do is go to parties. I mean, he's like the Pauly D of football.
I mean, it's true. And show up and do these commercials and be on The Masked Singer. I mean, what a great life for
him. Yes.
It's Gronk paradise.
It would be my paradise. Single, good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Just all you do is go to places where they kiss your ass.
And every place you go, they let you bring the Gronkowski and a dad, Papa Gronk.
We had a professional football player get direct messages and saying that Gronk's dad is just like Gronk, to which I would say, ew.
Like having to be next to him watching, you know, kind of picking up the steerage.
Well, they've had sex with women at the same time. Not the same woman. But, I mean, they've been, like, taking girls back to their hotel room, and if not in the same hotel room, at least next door to one another. Gray was at the Super Bowl? Oh,
yeah, God. That's him standing on the field next to Tom Brady and Joe Montana.
Piece How about
garbage.
That?
Piece of garbage.
Jim Gray is
he's everywhere. They should have Will Shortz, who does the New York Times crossword puzzle before him. All right, Pitbull was around. So we'll indulge in my fascination with Pitbull. No commercials here, just the headline.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name's Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.